What was the joke of the week, would you say? Let's just review some of the ones you sent in. Thank you very much. You send your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We do them every day as best we can at 10:38. And then on Fridays, we play back the joke of the week. Here's number one. I was standing in the checkout line at the grocery store with my young son. Phone on a lady in front of us started beeping, and my son looked up and said, "Look out, Dad, she's backing up." Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. I need a doctor's appointment.
How about 10 tomorrow?
No, I don't need that, Benny. Just one. Joke of the week number three. Hey, Dave, do you know why Patrick Mahomes wears number 15? Because that's how many yards the penalty is if you touch him. Are you guys paying attention to this thing? The
yes.
Patrick Mahomes thing?
Yeah.
Dave, is that fair? Is he getting calls?
Yeah, probably, but I think most quarterbacks, except for Justin Fields when he was playing for the Bears, get calls.
Here's joke of the week number four.
What's the scariest horror movies from the 1970s? Texas Chainsaw Vasectomy.
Here's joke of the week number
Pharaohs five, were buried five. With their hands across their chest due to an ancient belief that there would be infinite water slides in the afterlife.
For the record, Pete, can we play that one again? I really like this joke. This was joke of the week number five.
Pharaohs were buried with their hands across their chest due to an ancient belief that there would be infinite water slides in the afterlife.
Until maybe that's the one I'm going to vote for. Here's joke of the week number six.
I went to the Oreo website and checked the box, accept all cookies. So now,
yeah,
we wait.
Number seven, please.
What do you call 100 baby sheep rolling down a hill? Lamb slide!
Well, we had to do these. Here's number eight.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a line of knights being introduced to John Williams, who will star as the king.
And so, who are you?
I am your extra knight, my lord.
And what name do you go by?
Surplus.
And who are you?
I'm your knight made entirely out of China.
All right, all right. Who are you?
Sir Ramek.
Who's next?
Sire, I'm the knight who cheats on tests.
We'll let you play at home if you like. And your name, sir?
Glancelot.
Where are the rest of your men?
They went to see some shows in New York, sir.
And what shall we call these men?
And then we
shall call them the
Knights on Broadway, yes. Boy, if I'm the king, I'm like, you guys are ridiculous. This is the dumbest bunch of knights ever. Here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a person, and John Williams will star as a man walking a couple of dogs.
Hi, John. Are those dogs Jack Russell's?
No, they're mine.
Here's joke of the week number 10.
Hey, Dave, I'm still carrying on with my New Year's fitness resolution.
Still working out?
I'm still fitting this whole donut in my mouth. That's my fitness resolution.
Here is joke of the week number 11.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a store customer, and John Williams will star as the store clerk.
Do you have this in my size? I'm a medium.
Well, then why don't you tell me?
Hey, we're having so much fun. Let's do these.
Hey, Dave, what do you call a knight who worked as a... Hey, Dave.
Yes?
What do you call a knight who worked as a medieval spy? That would be surveillance.
Oh, no. More of these?
You there! What are you in charge of?
The meat, sire.
And what do they call you?
Sirloin of beef.
And who is watching over our kingdom's spices?
Why, that would be Sriracha.
And hey, by the way, did you find the Knights on Broadway yesterday?
No, sire, but we've sent our best man out to find them.
And who perchance would that be?
Sir Chan Rescue.
Dave, you said that right. I gave you a hard time yesterday because I said you blew the punchline. You got it exactly right.
Yeah.
What's the matter with my ears? Here's joke of the week number 13.
I knocked over a plant in my kitchen, but my cat saw me, so then I had to spray myself with water to show that the law applies to everyone.
That's fair enough. Okay, one more joke, please.
How do you make an elephant float?
One glass of root beer, one scoop of elephant.
If you're choosing teams, what's the best sport to pick an elephant?
Squash.
What's big, gray, and has horns?
Elephants in a marching band.
What wears glass slippers and weighs 4,000 pounds?
Cinder elephant.
What's large and gray and recites gloomy poetry?
T.S. elephant.
Why can't an elephant ride a bicycle?
It doesn't have a thumb to ring the bell with.
What do elephants say? We've done this one before, but we have to do this one again. What did the elephant say to the naked man?
They're cute, but can it pick up peanuts?
How can you tell if there's an elephant in your fridge?
Footprints in the peanut butter?
No, Dave, the door won't close. Come on. Come on, Dave. All right, Steve Alexander, where are we going to go this week?
Oh, boy. I'll go with the first night's cluster, number
first
eight.
First batch of night's jokes, just under the 46-second rule. Bob Kessler, what was the joke of the week, please?
The Pharaoh on the water slides.
Really like that one, too. All good choices. Listen, there's no bad choices here. Dave Ennett, where are you going to go, my friend?
You sure about that? Texas chainsaw vasectomy.
Okay. I sprinted past that one. It's so awful. It is kind of funny. I like the Pharaohs at the water slide. Producer Pete, what are you voting for?
Yeah, Pharaohs.
Hey, we got a majority. That person just earned a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. I'll randomly select a name, too, and send out both. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.